One moment, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that you feel that way. And the senator said, no, it's not the bigger thing, it's something else. He said, I will tell the president personally if he asks me. I will not, I did too. I think it's very irresponsible. And he said, I will not amplify it, and I'm going to resign from the committee if he wants me to.
Show him what you got there.
President?
Yeah.
Zed Long?
Yes.
I wanted to talk to you a minute about this Kissinger Bluffs dam deal over South Kansas City. You know, that's the one that the whole delegation was out there the day that you picked up the $2.5 million for somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You remember at the at Cannon funeral when you were riding with Tony and, when Tony and Simon and I were riding with you, we talked about coming out there, you coming out there for to dedicate it to turn the first spade of dirt and so on. That thing has just caught on all over western Missouri, and they have quite a program going. The Kansas City Star and the Kansas City Chamber of Commerce, it's only 60, 70 miles from there. They're all enthused about it and getting it started. And they want to get a program set up in October. If you can find an excuse to come out and make a non-political speech on water or something like that, it's a great opportunity. If you remember, we talked about that time, maybe you might come to St. Louis, and then, you know, I lived just over the hill where Cannon was, where you landed there before, and you'd come up and stay all night with me, and then we'd go over there the next day.
Ed, I believe that staying all night will cause you more headaches than you ever heard of.
Yeah, I want you to see how the country boys from Missouri get along. I know we don't get along quite good.
I think you better figure that one out, though, because they've got, the travel group with me, and it's you got to have communications all the time, and you got all the White House phones that got to be installed, and you got 40, 50 people around you, all kinds, and it just wrecks anybody's place, and it's a very expensive operation to do it. So that's why I never stay away unless I have to. And I think that would be out. Let us look at see what we could do on this other thing. And
they have that set up, for. They have a date set for the 9th, a tentative date they're shooting at, the 9th of October.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a political strike, I think, over in that western part of the state. And in that area, we've never been too strong, the Democrats have. But they've all gone, they're all Johnson Democrats over there now. And it's been attracting a lot of attention.
I'll talk to the schedule boys and see what they say, and try to get something back to you.
They'll work out. They have tentatively set the 9th, and they're making great plans for it. That all that part of Missouri is just not a little operation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come into Hartman Air Force Base is about 40 miles from there. It's about 40 miles from there, so you'd have no difficulty getting to it. But all Kansas City would be there, and I don't believe you can find a place that would give us better coverage than we can get there.
Would it be bad if we did it after the election? October is going to be awfully full month for us to be making non-political speeches.
What do you think after the election? Sometimes, though, that the non-political deal, like it's better than the political one. Think about after the election. I just talked with Dan Miles, my administrative assistant, who lives over in that area. He thinks that. I concur with him that if it could be announced now that you would do it, and that you were coming on a definite date, I believe it would be fine.
Okay, let me check into it.
Okay. Bye.